This week's Cotton Newsline is the second part of the two-part series and is 5 cuts. All cuts are either Dr. David Shaw, Chair of the Task Force on Herbicide Resistance Education, or Dr. Stephen Powles, Professor at the University of Western Australia. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Diversity means, in this context, that we're using multiple herbicides at multiple different timings with multiple different mechanisms of action. So I don't rely on one particular chemistry or one particular mechanism of action consistently within a season and across seasons, whether that be tank mixtures, using residual herbicides with a different mechanism of action up front, or using a rotation of different products. All of those are tools that fall within that primary category of a diverse herbicide program.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
What we've learned is that you cannot simply rely on herbicides. Herbicides are fantastic. They are the best way to control weeds, but they're not much good when they don't work. And the only way to keep them working is to have a diversified program. I would say to the US grower, and I'm a grower myself, those people that are advising me, crop consultants, university extension people and others, tell me how I can have a combination of diverse herbicides and some non-chemical tools in there so that my herbicides will still work 20 years from now. And I can only ever achieve that if I have a diversified program of herbicide and non-herbicide control methods that make economic sense.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
What you do on your farm, you will get the benefits of in terms of weed control. So while, yes, it is true that for some weeds they can come over the fence, there are others that do not. And what you do on your farm makes good sense for you as an individual. And by doing that as an individual, you will also benefit the whole community and the landscape. So I would say to farmers, you do what you can control on your farm, you will get the benefits if you tackle the problem on your farm.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We're also working in a good partnership with the industry and with the federal agencies. USDA, EPA are all vitally interested in this topic, but more importantly than seeing good educational tools developed to address the topic. So rather than being concerned about regulatory actions that might restrict farmers' ability to use herbicides or grow the crops that they want to, we're taking a much more positive and proactive approach to developing these educational resources that help people understand what they can do right now and what they can do in economic ways that do not affect their bottom line negatively short term, and more importantly help their bottom line long term, because once you have the problem, then you go into a completely different category of economics in reacting as opposed to being proactive in management.
Cut 5, coming in 3, 2, 1.
If it is still working for you on your farm, do everything you can to diversify its use so that it'll work for many years to come. If you do not diversify the program, glyphosate will fail on your farm and you will lose the world's greatest herbicide. Do everything you can to put that day off as long as possible, because there are no other chemicals now or for the future that are as good as glyphosate.